Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We've been following the story very, very closely. South Africa is sitting with 1.1 million doses of the J&J vaccine, which we cannot use until we get the go-ahead from the FDA. Now, as far as I'm concerned, they need to work a full day. They need to get out of bed early. They need to work the whole day, and then they need to give us the go-ahead so we can get going. But in the meantime, there's obviously the concern around the vaccine shelf life. What is going to happen to those J&J vaccines? When are we at risk for them, I don't know, passing their sell-by date? Joining us on the line is Silvarani Padiachi, who's the Senior Manager for Pharmaceutical Evaluations at ASAPRA. Very, very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Fine, thank you, and good morning to you and the listeners.
Is there any word from the FDA? What are they doing all day?
I would imagine that they are conducting the investigations, and of course you would know that investigating a facility where they have discovered certain non-compliances would be quite a complex issue, because they work towards obtaining a root cause for the challenge that they've identified in the past.
So it is obviously taking them a while. We did think it was going to come sooner, didn't we? We were told, I think, last week, Friday, and then before that. But either way, while all this goes on, never mind that we can't use the J&J vaccines, what is the danger of them expiring or passing their shelf life?
So currently, as we have evaluated and approved, we have given a provisional shelf life of 24 months for the product that is stored at between minus 25 and minus 15 degrees. So that's a pretty long shelf life. The minute it is being stored, it's then moved to refrigeration conditions between 2 and 8 degrees, and of which then it has a shelf life of 3 months.
So what does that mean practically?
It would mean that all those products that we currently have are still in its frozen state, which means it has a shelf life provisionally from the date of manufacture of 24 months.
So then we really shouldn't be in danger, shouldn't be a concern to us here in South Africa at all?
No, not unless we thaw them, and then we have a period of 3 months in which to use them. So
is that the
as
case?
As long as we keep them frozen.
Right, then we're pretty much okay. Is that the case with the 500,000 that I believe are allocated towards the educators?
With that batch, it has already been placed in refrigerated conditions, so it's stored currently between 2 and 8 degrees, and its shelf life ends after 3 months, of which on those products it seems like there is an average of about 25 days left of storage.
That's very scary. So in fact, so what you're saying is that we're pretty safe. We are pretty safe as far as the 1.1 million doses are concerned in terms of storage. But when it comes to the 500,000 allocated for educators, we really are working against the clock here. Yeah, and that makes it very, very difficult to deal with. Is there any sense of when we're going to get this information?
Well, we've been following up religiously with the FDA every day, and we're hoping, in fact, we had hoped by yesterday to have got the outcome. We're keeping our fingers crossed and hoping for today or latest tomorrow.
So I don't want to blow my own trumpet, but my wife says I'm a very, very good nag. Do you want to give me their number? Do you want me to get onto them? Because eventually they're just going to approve it just to stop me phoning them. You know, I can do that.
Well, you can certainly try. But, our judgment will be based on the report that they
no,
say,
of
not
course.
Necessarily the harassment they've got.
I say you harass the hell out of them. Get the report, and then we can get our teachers and our educators. We can get our educators vaccinated. It is so, so important. And I would imagine that you guys are on standby, as soon as you get that report, you've still got to study it. You've still got to make sure that you're happy with it. It's not just a matter, unless they just say, yes, all cool, go for it. But it's unlikely that that is what the report's going to say. It means that you're going to have to get onto it very quickly as well.
Yes, we definitely are. And we should understand the 12-hour time difference. So if they release it in the morning, we should be ready at evening to be even able to wake up and start
Absolutely. Doing Incredibly yeah. difficult and challenging times, and well done to you for the work that you're doing and just trying to get this moving. Silverani Padiachi, Senior Manager for Pharmaceutical Evaluations at the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority, speaking to us about the shelf life of the vaccines.